Larry Lowe is no stranger to Symphoria and Syracuse. In fact, he was conductor for a concert right after the new name was announced back in 2013. He's also conducting two of the masterworks this season. One guiding principle in putting together next season, Lowe says, was to show how great the orchestra is.
How our expectations are as high as professional symphonic music in Central New York has always been. So we wanted to definitely include some of those kinds of masterworks. So we're beginning with the very flashy and virtuosic Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique. They asked me about kind of like a wish list of pieces that I thought, you know, I would like to do in the first year as music director.
Those include some of the selections in next year's Masterwork series, opening with the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique, music from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, and Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. Lowe found planning the season with the co-op nature of Symphoria exhilarating.
What I love in especially the planning process are the ideas that come from the musicians and the connections with guest artists that come from musicians. These are amazing direct connections. They know what pieces they are excited to play specifically.
The season also features a pop series once again, including a concert of John Williams' Star Wars music. There's also a casual series, Spark Concerts, and a kids series. Lowe sees the future of the orchestra as encouraging.
The Masterworks, initially we were going to only program six of them, and then it became eight. And then this amazing collaboration to showcase Itzhak Perlman came up, and that's almost like a ninth. We have this incredible feeling things are fertile and expanding. And actually, if there's anything that we're doing, it's keeping a good handle on its expansions.
Details for the season, which begins in September, as well as summer concerts, are at experiencesymphoria.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.